Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. So Where Did We Go Wrong by David Henry Patton is a thought-provoking look at society and what he thinks has gone wrong with it in the last 60 years. Largely, he says, from abandoning the many values the many have grown up with and have tried to follow, instead trading them in for the pursuit of earthly possessions. Just as disheartening, walking over and ignoring the little people that might get in the way. David Henry Patton spent 33 years as a classroom teacher witnessing the disintegration of the American family, the dumbing down in education, plus both religion and politics, going out the window with the bathwater. So Where Did We Go Wrong challenges readers to reconsider their priorities and rediscover the timeless values that have been forsaken in the pursuit of transient pleasures. And author David Henry Patton is our guest on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is such a very important book, and you start reading it and you realize how far we have come from what the foundations were for most of us. Let's talk about the inspiration, first of all. Why did you decide to write So Where Did We Go Wrong?
Okay, first of all, you have to understand this is actually the second of a series of books. I started out with my autobiography, which is also out, which is called At Times I Felt Like Job, The Story of Choices. What this then did, it's my life story then. So what this happened was it extended into the second book, which is So Where Did We Go Wrong. So actually, they piggyback each other.
And you'll find...
And what happened was, now my inspiration for this, in about 1994, my Uncle Kenneth and my wife Maxine came up from Marion for a visit. When they entered the door, they handed me a newspaper, a yellowing newspaper that is an old one. And what it was a report of a car accident that I was involved in back in 64 that took the life of my mother and little sister. At that time, well, I'd seen this before, but it disappeared shortly after I left the hospital in November of 64. So then I started thinking, you know, my life has really been interesting one. My faith has carried me through all the way. So this is a faith-driven book. The first book, like I said, is my basically my autobiography talking about life from birth, basically up to when I got married and my wife passing away.
Interesting.
The second book, then, like I said, excuse me?
Yeah, go ahead and finish that thought.
Okay, the second book then came, So Where Did We Go Wrong? I was in the classroom for over 33 years. At that time, I saw the disintegration of the family. It started out in 1970. The kids were very respectful. Parents were attentive. They supported teachers' actions and behaviors. 33 years later, however, I saw just the opposite happen. Kids not being interested in school, not taking pride in their work. They would go home and tell their parents something. If they were punished for some reason at school, they would turn to the school, not approach the principal. Before you knew it, the principal was on my case or somebody else's case. It might be for something that I might have done wrong. So I'm seeing where the parents are no longer backing the teachers, but rather listening to what their kids say. And of course, the kids will like to exaggerate and make up ideas and stuff that really didn't happen. Over the years then, like I said, I've seen the disintegration of the family. I look at politics and how that is so corrupt and so undermining to our faith and everything else like that. Actually, when I started this book, I thought things were bad. But in reality, they've just gotten worse since then. And so this book is a must-read, hopefully to turn things around so that it can once more return to the values that we're growing up with and have long kept our lives going the way they are.
Well, the book is so important and will get you thinking. The name of the book, once again, is Where Did We Go Wrong? A thought-provoking book, a look at society. and what I think has gone wrong within it for the last 60 years. David Henry Patton, our guest on the program. And what a viewpoint you've had, especially spending over 3 decades in the classroom and seeing that transition there. The book's available wherever books are sold, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why did you choose to write memoirs? Both books you said have been memoirs. Why did you decide to write in that fashion?
Okay. A lot of the books that are out there right now are fictional. Talk about magic, so on and so forth. They're make-believe. Even the Field of Dreams, which is not far from where the farm that I have and where I even live in Dubuque, Iowa, is fictional. But it has gathered a lot of people's attention. Well, I figured these books would be just as exciting and interesting because this is a real life story, my story. So I prefer to have nonfiction over fiction. Nonfiction stories, of course, things that supposedly happened. And we need to think more about that right now than anything else. We're full of a lot of fiction stuff. Matter of fact, the entertainment industry and the music industry seem to be going after our kids and getting ideas in their minds that they shouldn't be thinking about. Just recently, of course, is all the rioting on those school campuses and stuff, which concerns me. And I think the professors at the colleges are encouraging the kids to actually do that rioting and stuff. And if the kids would think clearly through the consequences that might be for their actions, they might not be involved in something like that. So like I said, in everyday life, you're looking at things and they're just getting out of hand. We need to draw back, think carefully, and get some values put back in our young people's lives.
Yeah, and the consequences will stay with you for a lifetime. The book, So Where Did We Go Wrong? By our guest, David Henry Patton. What was the hardest thing you had to deal with in writing this? What was most difficult for you?
Okay, not the story, because the story I lived, so I knew that. That was down pat. The hardest part was coming up with the little things, the punctuation, the right wording. And, of course, to find a publisher. It took many rejection slips before I came up with Christian Faith Publishing, and they have helped me out tremendously. So it was the little things that were the hardest for me to overcome.
How did you come up with the title?
Okay, so, I'll go back to the first book, which was At Times I Felt Like Job, the story of choices. What it is, just like Job in the Bible, I was blessed numerous times as a young person, but I've also gone through a lot of suffering. But during that time, my faith has not wavered. So that's how I came up with the original book, At Times I Felt Like Job, the story of choices. The second book, like I said, was kind of piggybacked off that. And was looking at, so where did we go wrong? Looks at society and what I think has gone wrong with it by pulling away from the family values, pulling away from the church and religion. So this is hopefully to reinstate both those things. And in the same case as all the values that we're kind of looking aside or not taking seriously.
When you read the topics of the title of the book, So Where Do We Go Wrong? It really captures your attention. There are so many areas that you cover by the book. You'll read it. It's thought-provoking. It will get you in deep thought and really reflective as to where we are as a society now. We've only got a short period of time to talk with David. We're going to talk about some of the highlights in the book. I want to start with the book cover because it grabs your attention right away. What's the symbolism behind the book cover of So Where Did We Go Wrong?
Okay, there's a picture of a young man sitting by a lake in that forest area. I'm very much into nature. This is the position I took as a thinker, as I was thinking deeply into the topics I was addressing and stuff. So the symbolism there is the thinker in nature. And that's another thing I bring up, how we're destroying this world of ours by abusing it. So yes. We need to get back, take better care of this earth, turn to renewable resources rather than taking the oil and the coal out of the ground. We need to have things that are there that we've been blessed with and can take advantage of without destroying this earth.
One area you talk about, it ties into that, is farm life and why that's so important. Talk about that, because I'm sure in that era that you grew up, close to the era that I grew up, farm life was the key. That was a noble profession to get in there, that fed the people. It's changed dramatically over the years. Why is farm life so important?
Okay, on the farm, I was isolated from the rest of the world. I had a lot of work to do on the farm, so I didn't get into town. All like my towny friends were, and exposed to all the temptations out there. So why I resented living on the farm, because it was so far from civilization, it seemed like. It really gave me a chance to do a lot of reflection, taught me responsibilities, honesty, integrity, hard work. When you give your word on something, you make sure you follow through on it, things like that. And right now we're getting away from those things. We give our word, but we don't do it, or we do just the opposite. There's a lack of honesty and integrity. You know, you name it. All the qualities that we are raised with as little children, both at home and also at church and stuff, are being neglected, thrown out the window with the bathwater. We need to turn things around. It's not too late, but we've got to get our mind back on things and head in the right direction, because right now we're not heading that way at all.
Let's talk about the format, the way you present the book. So where did we go wrong? You use coloring in the text. Explain that.
Okay, I like color. I like to use a lot of color. God even likes color, because of the rainbows and everything else.
Oh, yes.
So it fits appropriately here. I use coloring for various reasons. There's quotes they have on the Bible that I think are in orange. There's some colors in blue. There are some red. And especially in the first book on choices, all the way through the book, and even in the second book on So Where Do We Go Wrong, anytime the word choice or choices or a variation of it comes up, I try to put that in red. There are other colors I use in the book as well. And this is to highlight, to develop an interest, to emphasize certain things. And so this is why I chose to use the coloring. But that also backfired on me, because when I was communicating with Christian Faith Publishing, as long as I texted back and forth with them, the coloring was right. We got to the printing part, however, and the printer came up with different colors. And so because of that, it took me a couple more months of dealing with them to get the right coloring. And so hopefully we have that coloring down now the way it should be.
You mentioned the word choices there. Why are different forms of the word choices so important?
Right. I use a choice, choices, choosing, chosen, yes. Any variation of that, because this is something that most of us have to deal with. We're taught by our parents to do this and that and so forth. It's our choice whether we follow through on that. It's our choice whether we do right from wrong. It's our choice if we follow the Ten Commandments or the rule of law in the country. That's our choice, and because of that, we then have to accept the consequences that go with that choice. Sometimes, most of the time, hopefully, it's a positive consequence because we made a positive choice. Unfortunately, nowadays, we have too many negative choices. So I try to use the word choices all the way through this to illustrate this.
Well, Carrie, one more question on that. The word choose, you talk about so many people seem to take the easy way out. They choose the easy way out. Why is it like that now, that automatically the first thing we do is we look for the easy way out? That's our choice. That's what we do.
Right. For example, dieting. People have all these fads out there that they get a hold of.
Yes.
It's a fad. It's only there for a while, and then it disappears. Many people who have lost weight on these various programs gain it all back or even more. And the next dieting program comes up and they latch onto that. They choose to do that because they think it's a quick answer. It's just not. You've got to work at this. Even in your marriage, you have to work at it. It's a team effort, but too many people give up on it after a while. They find something better out there that catches their eye, and so they deviate from their marriage vows and go up off to that. That's their choice. They choose to do that, but it gets them in the gets in the way. Marriage, just like everything else, is something you have to work at. And if you don't, then we know what happens. Those people that do work at it are usually successful.
With us on the program is David Henry Patton. He is the author of the book, So Where Did We Go Wrong? The book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why is it, do you think, people are abandoning what used to be our foundation, the church and religion? Why do we seem, you read studies now and more people are put in the really undecided category, they're not regular churchgoers. Why do you think that is, and what's the long-term implication of that?
Okay, most people want a quick fix. They hope religion will give them that quick fix. And so they say they're a Christian, so on and so forth. But a Christian means that you have to stay with it, and maybe the fix won't come right away, a quick fix. Eventually, if you are worthy, trustworthy, a loyal member, those changes will come. But too many people, like I said, want a quick fix. And unless they get a quick fix, then they go on to the next thing that's out there.
Goes back to choices again, as we've talked about and David talks about so frequently in his book, So Where Did We Go Wrong? Talk about the importance of censorship and what censorship means.
Okay, censorship, I believe, is done to protect people. They're going through books right now, hopefully protecting the innocent child. Some of that has gone a little too far, but the government, I think, needs to step in and censor certain things, restrict certain things. Unfortunately, like I said, the entertainment industry and the music industry are doing just the opposite. They're taking every chance they have to bend the rules a little bit. We used to have a rating system that we abide by, all the way from G-rated all the way up to XXX. Well, now I'm seeing that XXX now is now R-rated, and that way they can get under restrictions they have to get more of their audience to look at it. And if you look at the whole rating system, it's abandoned. They want, again, to get their message across, and they'll do anything they can to do that. We need to have censorship to make sure we protect the right people. Children especially. Like I said, I worked three years in the school system. Some of the stuff is getting to them over the televisions or other airwaves and stuff that shouldn't be there. And it wasn't many, many years ago. But now they're bending the rules, or the different publications out there are stretching things, and they're getting that message across that shouldn't be out there. So I believe censorship is important in protecting people's lives.
Yeah, but the time is going by so quickly, and we could spend 15, 20 minutes on each of the topics that David talks about and addresses in his book, Where Did We Go Wrong? So Where Do We Go Wrong? It's an interesting question, and you start thinking about things, especially as David now is talking about some of the various topics. A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about the role of parenting before we leave, and then teaching. Let's talk about the role of parenting. Why is that so essential, and how have you seen it change over the years?
Okay, it used to be that parents were home to send the child off to school, home to be there, home when the child returns. The parent is the first teacher in their lives. The values that they instill at that time will carry that child through their life, hopefully. And again, hopefully they've given them the right values. So parenting is extremely important. Unfortunately, we have both parents now working outside the house in many cases, so the child is a latchkey child. They have to leave the house by themselves in the daytime to go to school. They come home to an empty house. They have no one to share their ideas with. The parents come home from work. They're too tired to sit down and work with the child. We need to spend more time with children. Otherwise, they tend to be led astray by others who have different ideas and may lead them down the path of self-destruction. We can't have this. Matter of fact, that's the whole idea behind the gangs that we have. since the kids do not get adequate instruction or guidance from home, they turn to gang activities. Before you know it, they're into drugs or illegal activities. And yet, had they had a good home life with good parenting, that wouldn't have taken place.
David Henry Patton, our guest on the program, a couple minutes left and so many very important topics. We could talk an extended period about some of the topics addressed in David's book, So Where Did We Go Wrong? But I will guide you to the book and you will read and think and realize maybe it is time that we take some action. I want to talk about, as we wrap up here, talking about the teaching profession, why you got into the teaching profession, how it changed, and why you got out of the teaching profession.
Okay, I love to be around kids. They're our future. We need to give them the guidance so that they can take over from our lead and go from there. And when I started out teaching, that was the way it is. The kids were respectful, took pride in their work, so on and so forth. The families were close. Families and schools were close. At the end of 33 years, however, I saw just the opposite. Kids not being respectful, so on and so forth. Just saying the parents weren't backing the teachers as well. I also saw the curriculum going downhill. We were in math, for example, we were teaching kids to count on their fingers. And that was kind of the deciding point. I'd reached the point where I was ready for early retirement. I decided now it's time to go because I did not like some of the instructions they were receiving, and that needed to be corrected. And so I've addressed that in the book as well. I even came up with different ways to teach math and science, but I was also informed by people from the school district that we only use material that's thoroughly tested. Well, I'd like to meet some of those kids that were thoroughly tested, because I think I have a better solution out there than what they have. As we're ending this discussion, I thought I'd bring up a couple of the books that are waiting in the wings to go out for the publisher. One is called God is Everywhere, and what I do is I take the creation story in the Bible and compare it with on the internet, and surprisingly, they're very similar. The second one that's also reading out there, so it'd be my fourth book, is So Why Do I Think the Way I Think? And again, it goes back to my Christian upbringing, living on the farm, the values I instill in me. This has made my faith stronger than ever before. And like I said, this is something that we need to get back to more and more.
Well, these books are available wherever books are sold. The name is David Henry Patton. You'll see information there on the two books that are available now, the one that we just talked about on the program, Where Do We Go Wrong? As the new books come out, you'll follow that information there as well. David, an excellent job with the book in bringing out areas, and we all are reflective as we read your book, So Where Did We Go Wrong? And we're wondering exactly where we did go wrong, how things got off the track. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. Can we get back on track? Do you see us as maybe realizing the error of our ways and getting back?
I think we can. When you have people who are the leaders that dying off, Billy Graham, for example, a real star in the world as far as introducing values and stuff, he's now deceased. Well, somebody has to come along and take up the slack and take up the cross that he has borne and lead us onward. Right now, we have too many negative leaders out there who are heading us in the wrong path there. We want to right our ship so they can have a smooth sailing rather than into the rocks on the shoreline. So we need to turn things around and turn it around quickly. These books are a must read, especially in this day and age where we have so much violence, mistrust, anger. We've got to turn things around.
Well said. And it's once you read the book, so Where Did We Go Wrong? You realize, boy, things have gotten, I think you'll find in reading, wait a minute, things did get worse than I even imagined. We sort of live through this gradually, this transitional period here, it seems like. And when you go back and reflect on where we were, where we are now, the difference, it's rather alarming. It is alarming. It will get your attention. The book is So Where Did We Go Wrong? The author is our guest, David Henry Patton. David, a pleasure having you on the program. So much more to talk about. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thank you.
It has been our pleasure. David Henry Patton, the book is So Where Did We Go Wrong? A Thought-Provoking Look at Society, What I Think Has Gone Wrong Within It for the Past 60 Years. Again, David Henry Patton, a link to his website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.